Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
There are two reasons for the latest shakeup in the ACC, and they both begin with M. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Don't think things happen quickly nowadays. A week ago, the ACC was heading for stability with 14 schools after Pitt and Syracuse came in next year. Then bam, Maryland, our Maryland, is off to the Big Ten without a goodbye. But just like everything else these days, money talks and Maryland walks. Whether or not the Terps will have to pay the $50 million exit fee to the ACC, Maryland's new leadership is not its old leadership, meaning the tradition of Maryland being a charter member of the ACC and winning the conference's first national championship in football doesn't matter to the new guard. What matters is money, and everything else is justification for bolting the ACC at help start. First, the window dressing. Maryland, like other schools off Tobacco Road, liked to complain it was the stepchild. You know, the Big Four was the big reason everyone loved the ACC, and the conference office is in Greensboro, even though that's the geographical center of the league. Duh. Former Maryland basketball coach Gary Williams once said that he felt like he was in Siberia, relatively speaking. And with the ever-growing expansion, Maryland was losing its home and home series with Duke and Carolina in hoops, with only the Devils or the Heels visiting once a year. Now to the real reasons Maryland is leaving. Money, moolah, scratch, jack, ka-ching, whatever you want to call it, the increase Maryland will eventually realize annually is no chump change. And it's because the Big Ten's business model is different from the ACC, which gets paid TV rights fees from ESPN and ABC. With Notre Dame starting to play five league teams a year and the addition of Pitt and Syracuse, the ACC's projected payout per school in 2017 is $24 million. The Big Ten also has contracts with ESPN and CBS for about half of its games, but it also has the Big Ten Network, the only college conference cable network in existence. So taking in Maryland and Rutgers makes dollars on a lot of sense. Say the Big Ten Network gets into 10 million homes in the New York and Metro DC markets, and those homes pay $6 a year to have the BTN on their cable sports tier. That's an additional $60 million into the pot, which is why the Big Ten's projected payout in 2017 is $43 million a school, or $19 million more than the ACC will pay. In other words, bye-bye Maryland. This is Archansky. See ya.